Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. We are doing this thing. We are coming together on our Thanksgiving Eve to talk about blessings. This is a no-brainer. I'm going to welcome everybody and all of our new people. Before I even get started, I want to say shout out to our people over in Brunswick. For those that have been watching this case, you know that it's a bittersweet victory where we can talk about justice, but in talking about a justice, you also have to talk about, you know, the death of a life cut short, you know, mowed down, you know. And so family of Aubrey, may you now start to heal, start having some peace, start feeling a little bit more resolved, because this has been difficult, okay? This is, you know, really, really gotten some major situations going. And then to my family that's down in Brunswick that, you know, came from all over the Carolinas, Georgia, all over Georgia, Florida, to all my people that came out to show support, show solidarity, provide protection, whatever your role there was. I want to thank you for the sacrifice, because that means you took off work. That means you took money and left your house. It don't feel like summertime and springtime out here. It's cold, you know. But no matter what, they made that sacrifice to go down to Brunswick, Georgia, to show support. And I just want to thank all the people that had to do that. And, you know, pray for your safe journeys back to your home, so that, you know, you can begin to, you know, fight the next good fight, you know? So I wanted to shout that out. We're going to be going over our program. Let me tell you, so a wonderful approach. I love wonderful approach. I love everything about it. I love the name. I mean, it's just so, it's wonderful. And so a wonderful approach. We are a spirit-led organization. You know, you're like, okay, got it, spirit-led. Spirit-led means we do what spirit says we do. And a lot of times we're doing stuff and may not fully understand what it is we're supposed to be doing. You know, we're just following along. And then later, we start to see, aha, this came up because of X, Y, and Z. And then we'll grow and mature, and they say, aha, this is why this had to come up, you know. And so there are so many times where I'm learning lessons on top of lessons on top of lessons. And I'm just so thankful that Spirit is patient with us, way more patient than we are with our own selves, that we can begin to learn what we need to learn, right? Last week we did a no-brainer, but it really is a brainer, okay? It really is challenging. It really is difficult. No one likes to do it. Last week we did dropping the F-bomb, okay? And the reason why I call it the F-bomb is because the first time that we spoke about it on air, it was explosive. And then it helped us to understand a little bit more why this is so difficult. You know, last week we spoke about forgiveness. Forgiveness of other people, forgiveness of self, having patience, having honesty, taking accountability for your role in it, all of that. All of that is a part of forgiveness. And we really broke it down, had some aha moments in there. I remember this time last year, oh, my God, Spirit educated me on the fact that I was not forgiving one person. It was one person, right? And I was like, okay, it's time. You know, I've held on, right or wrong, I've been holding on. And so I was like, it's time to forgive. And so I really, you know, I remember clearly it was the day after Thanksgiving, and I was like, okay, forgiveness, boom. I'm going to let this go. And I thought I did something. I thought I was working with something. And Spirit was like, okay, I'm so glad you let that go. Yay, hugs and kisses. And I felt all good and mushy for a minute. And then Spirit was like, okay, well, if you can forgive this, you also have to forgive that. Because they're connected. You're mad at that because of this. So if you forgive this, you have to forgive that. And I was like, okay. You know, it made logical sense. I got it, but I didn't have plans on forgiving that. I had plans on taking that to the grave. I was going to be mad for a long, long time. But I could see if you forgive the this, you have to forgive the that. So I forgave that as well. And then I realized if I could forgive that, I got to also go with over there. So I had to address this, that, and over there. And this I was cool with. I didn't even realize over there was a problem. I didn't even realize it. And so what I had to do, like I had a blackmail picture of my phone and everything. I was like, yeah, well, this is the time. It didn't. I had to delete that. I had a voicemail I've been holding on to for 2 years. Just in case I forget how nasty you could be. I'm going to save this nasty voicemail you left me. I had to delete that. I wanted to forward it. Oh, I remembered it? No. It was not that moment. It was the forgiveness moment. And in the middle of my forgiveness moment, I had to really let go of all of those things that I was holding on to that helped me hold on to my anger. So sometimes, this is crazy, sometimes you be wanting to forgive somebody and then somebody will bring it up. Like, oh, but remember they talked about your shoes. And you're like, oh, yeah, they did. And then that's not positive, okay? So I had to let go of not just the feeling. I also had to let go of some of the facts. The fact is they said this, whether they meant it, whether they didn't, they did say it, and now let it go. You know, and let go of the evidence. And let go, I had to let go of my ace. You know, I don't know if y'all know how to play spades or nothing. I'm telling on myself a little bit. I went to an HBCU, you know, that was life. They were like, oh, you can't be at our university and not know how to play cards. So, you know, when you holding that ace and you holding that big joker and you sitting back a little confident, like, yeah. I had to let that go. And when I did that, I felt exposed. I felt vulnerable. I felt, you know, well, what am I going to come back with if you know, they start popping that yank with me again? What am I going to come back with? Nothing. Nothing. If you've forgiven it, you have to completely let it go. And I didn't realize how incomplete I was doing my forgiveness. I was incomplete. We also talked about great story about Baba and Abu and about holding on to grudges and how holding on holds you back. It only holds you back. There's so much more you could do, you could be, you could experience. But as long as you are willing to hold you back, you're willing to get stuck in the boo-boo zone. You have to go back and listen to the show in order to hear that part. Go back so you can understand, you know, a wonderful approach. We are so close with each other. And love each other, spend time with each other and our family. And so, yeah, in order to get that reference, you have to go back and listen to the show and understand how you definitely do not want the boo-boo on you, okay? So go ahead and start working on that forgiveness. Let go of the grudges, even the grudge with yourself. I have a little one that, well, I don't trust myself. Okay. To be cautious and want to make good decisions, I get. And that's to trust yourself. Come on now. Y'all trust the government on this vaccine stuff. You trust the news. You trust things you can't control. You trust the weatherman, and weatherman been wrong many days. You know what I'm saying? But you don't trust yourself? So, you know, I had to go back and spend some time. Why? How do we readjust this? How do we work back with ourselves? How do we start this self-love? You know, this is why you got to climb that mountain in the self-love retreat and really get to an understanding of what's going on, okay? Okay. So, Thanksgiving Eve. So, you're doing one of two things, okay? You're either cooking and you are listening to the radio or the phone while you're cooking, or you're preparing to eat like myself. You know, last year I did a big spread and had people over, had, you know, Solomon came home, all this stuff. This year, not so much. We're doing the low-key. I cooked already. I cooked for the November event. My time is done. So, you know, you're doing one of two things. You're getting ready to eat, or you are actually cooking and everything else like that. Either way, you know, I hope that you're spending some time. And you know, we don't have to argue about the origins of Thanksgiving. I don't know anything about it. I tell people all the time, I wasn't there. I don't know. I do know what Thanksgiving means to me, and it means family. It's a coming together. It's tradition. It's all of those wonderful things. But I'm not worried about the first Thanksgiving. I'm worried about my family's Thanksgiving and the people that I call family Thanksgiving. I've already made a couple phone calls. Hey, what are you doing? What you got? You know, there should be no angel that doesn't have a place to go. I tell y'all all the time, I don't have much, but I always have extra rice, okay? And you come on, we're going to make it happen, have a good time, but, you know, we always have a family sense. So, as you know, the shows are spiritually led. And earlier this week, you know, because some of us are I don't say we're stuck in white, but some of us are still in our white. Some of us are still building. Some of us are still really having our test, being tested, right? And earlier this week, Spirit said to me so clearly, what about the everyday blessings? And I think I spoke to every person I spoke to three or four people, and everyday blessings kept coming up. Every conversation, everyday blessings are coming up. And I'm like, everyday blessings? What are everyday blessings? You know what I'm saying? Now, I know this is the season of Thanksgiving, and, you know, what we always do with the kids is, you know, they write letters about why they are thankful and the things that they're thankful for. And usually I have the young ones, whoever's in the house, reach out to someone else. And you know, you may have been that someone else once upon a time, you know, but I have the young ones reach out and ask, you know, one, how's your Thanksgiving, and two, you know, talk to me about, you know, gratitude. Talk to me about feeling thankful and everything else like that. And I will do the same. I'll reach out to a couple of people and just share what Thanksgiving means to me. This is really important, especially when there's been changes and adjustments to your family. You know, everyone knows our dear sister Faith is dealing with the very recent transitioning of her father. We have a couple of Sister Siobhan dealing with the very recent transitioning of, I believe, her grandfather. We have, you know, the Jenkins family that we keep lifted up all the time. But anytime your family makes an adjustment like this, as families do, you know, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to change, adjust, shift. And as you're doing that, your support system rallies around you. And even when it's cloudy, you can still see. And if all you see is somebody holding you, you're still seeing, you know what I'm saying? And so during this time when things can be a little hairy, understanding and having a clear idea about the things that you're thankful for is helpful, because that's what you're going to need to hold on to in the middle of everything, because it is the everything type of deal, okay? It can be very difficult. So when I'm thinking about everyday blessings, as I start my days most of the time at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then once this study is complete, I can go back to 5 o'clock. Now, 5 o'clock is still disrespectful in my book, but hey, 5 o'clock is a lot better than 4 o'clock. But as I start my prayers and studying and writing and gathering information, all of that at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm grateful to be able to get out of my bed successfully without any aid, without any assistance, that my body does work at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm grateful to have my mind as strong as it is. Now, I'm sure it could use some sharpening, you know, I do some brain exercises, learn how to do crossword or whatever, but to have my brain as sharp as it is, as I'm rounding the corner to 50, I am thankful. I am grateful. And these are everyday kind of blessings, you know. And so I was like, okay, Spirit, I understand. Sometimes, we were waiting for the miracle. I know I'm waiting for a miracle because I believe in miracles, so I'm waiting on my miracle. But not just the miracle, but the everyday blessings. The fact that my car, I've been trying to get tires for my car for a long time. I don't know why they don't have this tire. It's a basic tire. But every time I get in the car and I get somewhere safely, I'm like, whew, another miracle. You know, it's to that point that me still being able to continue to drive one of them, and I'm looking for this tire. I got to order the tire. It's a whole shebang, okay? A whole shebang. But I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for arriving safely. I'm thankful every time I come home. I'm thankful every time I come home, I get to see my bouncing baby boy safely in his house. You know, there's so many things. And these are the everyday blessings. And the reason why we have to call it a blessing, you know, the reason why it has to have that wording of blessing is because in my small opinion, this is something extra. You understand? This is something that God doesn't necessarily have to give us. It's extra, you know. And we have to begin to start to say, okay, this is, you know, that everyone may not be getting this. You know, so I wake up, I get out of the bed, and my knees do their musical routine, and, you know, may have a little extra moan and groan here. But there's some people that don't have that blessing of having the ability to get out of their bed. Even at 50, you know, 50 still, you know, 50 ain't the new 40. 50 is 50. Don't let them fool you now. Don't let them fool you. 50 is 50. So when you have a blessing, this is something that God has determined that you are going to be worthy of, or he's going to allow you that grace and favor, and he's going to let you come in and experience this, and it's extra. It's a blessing. And we have these around us every day. If you do not look, you will miss it. Okay? I'm telling you the truth. If you are determined not to see it, you will miss it. You can have the biggest blessing right there in front of you. If you don't identify it as a blessing, you'll totally miss it. So this is not a me conversation. It's a us conversation. I want to hear about the blessings. I want to hear about the ways that God has come into your life, and you know this was extra. You know this was God. You know, but yet it's an everyday thing. You know, it's here constantly. It just takes you looking and being aware, and that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, being aware of God and being aware of how good we have it with God. Ugh. All right, I got a caller that likes to speak. I love to hear the caller speak. Even if you're just calling and saying hello, I love to hear it. And share with us, you know, if you have a Thanksgiving routine, tradition, whatever. But, you know, let's talk about those blessings today. And we might be able to open someone else's eyes up to a blessing that's right there in front of them, but they haven't seen it yet, you know? So, all right, let's see here. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Good evening, it's Melissa. How are you?
Ah, Sister Melissa, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm loving the topic of blessings because I know a lot of us, including myself, have been in a season of a storm of things just uncontrollable, hitting left, right. When you think you can stand up, getting knocked back down again, you're getting back up and swaying because the wind's so wild. I know it. Others know they got their own storm, and it's been trying. And
yes.
I promise you this, the next time you have a show talking about problems, and don't let me get on and talk about my problems are small, because after I said that, that's what all this, woo! But anyway, I digress. That's not what we're talking about tonight. Okay, we're talking about blessings.
You're talking about blessings.
My umbrella is ripped up, and although my coat done lost its buttons, I'm still protected by God.
Amen.
I know it. Amen. I know it, like you say, on a daily basis. I know it from friendships. I know it from employment. I know it from health. I know it from sane mind, being able to laugh in this storm, being able to hold on to my personality, not being depressed in this storm.
Amen.
I'm blessed in so many different ways. And then for me to shout out my first time asking the universe for help and the help that came through, and the help came through monetarily, it came through prayers, it came through conversation.
Amen.
It came through so many different ways. I mean, people who prayed for me, people who talked to me, counseled me, gave me people to call to try this person and that person. All of that is a blessing. And
it is.
I cannot deny it. I will not deny it. I'm going to say it out loud and proud that I'm still struggling. A lot of us are still struggling. But we got up, we're breathing, we're eating, we might not be smiling, but we're living it. This is your time to understand and process what's going on and realize that help is available. Don't keep your mouth closed, because that's how you block your blessings. Open your mouth in prayer, open your mouth to your friends. Don't hold that in. Telling you, just letting it out is a blessing in itself right there.
Yes, it is.
Remember?
Yes, it is.
God said, let there be light. He said it. He breathed it out. He breathed out breath into man. Breathe out your words. Say them. The blessings are there for you. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
I love
That's
you.
A lot.
Oh, when I'm 50.
Love
I'm 50.
You too,
God,
honey.
To be a 50. 50 trips around
Amen.
The sun. Yes, sir. Another
That's
big
right.
lesson. Yes.
It is. Awesome. thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, look, a wonderful approach. We're about to step into our 50 club, okay? And it's a bunch of us turning 50, and it is a blessing, you know? And we hear all the time the young ones say, our young legs are, you know, the goddaughters, the millennials that are coming, they always say, you know, Mom 7, I learned so much. I heard this, I heard that, I did this. And so, oh, yes, all of our 50 and ups, you know, we are gathering information and sharing it and making a difference. And it's a blessing. You know, sometimes you got to be the blessing. Everyone loves to receive the blessing, but sometimes you got to be the blessing, you know, and it's okay. It is very okay. You got to be the blessing. You got to be able to put yourself out there. And guess what? Just because you can recognize your blessing doesn't mean there are still clouds in the sky. It doesn't, and we have to get okay with that. Being blessed doesn't mean that you are not also challenged. Being blessed does not also mean that you are not going to go through tribulations, have loss, have heartache, all those things. What being blessed means is that God is going to get you through this. What are you going to hold on to in the middle of the storm? Because there is a storm brewing. I remember talking about the storm. I remember one day as a kid when I grew up in Miami, Florida, and we had hurricane days. Like, you know, you northern kids have snow days. Well, we had hurricane days, okay? So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to let us out half day. We're supposed to go home and help our families get ready for the storm. The storm was coming, and we had to, you know, board up the house, do all kinds of stuff, right, that you're supposed to do. But we were kids, and so there's this, like, little dip. Don't ask us why. There's a dip, like, right by our driveway, and it started raining, and we got wet coming home, and we thought it was funny, and we're splashing in this huge puddle and, you know, just almost laying down, playing in it, swimming in it. Now, it's a storm. You could look up and literally see the sky was black and gray. You know, if we had not been kids, we would probably have been scared. But we're kids. We don't care. And so we're wet, dirty, filthy, and we're supposed to be going home preparing for a storm, right? Like, we have blessings that we may not even realize are blessings. Sometimes we have challenges that never turn into real challenges because we didn't acknowledge them as challenges. For us, this was a half day to go play and play in the rain. We played with our neighbors because all the kids were home. All the parents were stuck in traffic, panicking, I'm sure, trying to get home to us kids that were just kind of lollygagging all over the place, whatever. No. I see the storm, but I'm not going to really acknowledge it. I see it, but I'm not going to give in to it. In fact, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to play in the rain, you know. And those are the kind of things that you do when you are fearless. We can't all be fearless all the time, but as I sit back and laugh at it and imagine, you know, as a mother, if I came home, and, of course, a mother did come home and see us soaked and wet and dirty and, you know, and trying to understand why we didn't come home and run in the closet and get scared, you know, because we're not scared because we want to play in the rain. And so, storms become more powerful when you give them more energy. So when we're talking about blessings and we got to focus on blessings, I'm not telling you the storm's not there. Don't say Mama 7 was misleading you and she kept her rose-colored glasses on too long. That's not it. I'm saying we can't let that storm overshadow the good, positive things we have. And that's wonderful. That's a wonderful approach to storms, you know? So got another caller. That I like to see. Love callers. Love to hear and learn, because I tell you, I got my pen and paper here. I'm learning. We should all be learning. We should all be teaching and learning at the same time, so that we can all know as much as we can about storms. Your trick for fighting off the storm, no matter what it is, job, relationship, depression, financial situation, health, no matter what your storm is, I promise you there's some blessings in there that you may not be paying attention to, okay? All right, let's grab a caller real quick so we can continue to learn. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. It's Princess. How are you?
Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a minute since I've been able to join you guys, and this week has, hearing some of the challenges of my sisters and things like that this week, and I've been drawn to come back onto the program and just kind of listen and
Amen.
Hear you guys
out. Amen.
And I can't not speak, you know, so about the blessings and things like that. And, you know, this year, well, last year, of course, 2020 was such a difficult year for most of us, and I think a lot of us have been very pleased that we can finally join family and get back together with our families again for this time of year, for the holidays, regardless of what you celebrate or how you celebrate. It's all about family and coming together. And, you know, I've been cooking all day. So, you know, here I am fasting for Wednesday.
Right.
And I've got, which sounds crazy, I know. But it's, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, I need y'all to taste this. I'm glad the boys are home. I need y'all to taste this because I can't taste it. How's it taste? It's like, thank you. Okay.
I love it.
You can understand, I know. But,
yes,
you know,
I can.
I have just felt so blessed. I just wanted to reach out to every one of you guys, from Sister Unique to you to Sister Melissa to, and please, if I don't say your name, please don't get upset with me. I love each and every one of you. Sister Faye, Sister Niecy, I mean, everybody. Just, you guys have been there for me, and you've reached out to me. Sister Libby, Sister Joy, Sister everybody. I just want to say that I appreciate the blessing of being welcomed and accepted into a wonderful approach, and just being here to share my experiences and to share my blessings with you guys, because sometimes, you know, you just feel like you're really not feeling those blessings, and then you look around and people are like, no, that was the small thing. That was a blessing. That was a blessing, you know. You expect the fireworks with it sometimes, and that's not necessarily the case.
Yes.
You know, it's not always fireworks for blessings. It's the little things, just as Sister Melissa was saying, just having people, you know, you ask the universe and people coming out. I mean, it could have been $5, $10, something like that, to help out with, you know, the House of Refuge, but just every little bit helps. And it's not about the size of the blessing. It's just that you recognize that you have that blessing. And
Amen.
So I've done a lot more thinking on that this week. Just it's not about the size. It's the heart behind it. It's the thought behind it. It's the intent. It's all
That's
about
right.
the intent. And so I want to say thank you for being here and blessing all of us.
Amen. Amen. As long as I got breath, you know what I'm saying? Amen. And one thing we learned when we did devotions is in April, this past year, was when we call ourselves blessing others, chances are we're blessing ourselves at the same time. You know, when we make prayers to God, we are the ones that get the benefits from that, you know. And so when I was looking at the math, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm always getting something back. Well, let me push a little harder. You know what I'm saying? Let me give a little bit more. Let me move past this comfort zone and really, really see where I can go with this. And so absolutely, absolutely. And we can't forget the everyday blessings. We can't forget the little things because they will hold us over in the middle of a moment, you know? So I'm so glad. Go ahead.
Oh, this week, I actually have family that lives in Waukesha. I know you guys heard about the person that ran through the crowd and, you know, hurt some people. And luckily my family was safe, but they were at the parade. You know, they weren't in the area
wow.
where that happened, but they were there. And so, you know, it's like those small, sometimes it is a big blessing that they were safe and
mm-hmm.
well and all that, but sometimes it's just, you know, like I said, it's not about the size of the blessing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes you just have to be thankful that there are blessings in this world.
Yes, yes, yes.
So.
And I think when you have that attitude, more blessings come.
Yes.
Like you said, it's the intention. You put that energy, positive energy out, you get positive energy back. I've seen it all the time. Amen. Well, Prentice, I'm
yes,
so glad
amen.
That you called in and pressed one. And let us know that you're listening and everything like that. You know, we need you. You know, one, you're our official record keeper. And then we need you just to, you know, continue bringing your energy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here. And I've made a commitment when I signed the paper this year. I made the commitment that I would
Thanks.
Be on way more often than I had been. So
Amen.
I haven't been on yesterday, but I'm getting there.
Good.
And I'm
awesome.
Playing catch-up on the prior season. So.
Okay, awesome.
But thank
awesome.
You.
So we'll be hearing more of you. Good, good.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Look, when we talk about small blessings, it really does come down to how you see it. And whenever we have a problem seeing something, we have those people to help us remind us, hey, Don't let that blessing walk by and you ain't see it. Prentice is great with that. she is great with that. Me and her are the silver lining queens, okay? I'm going to find that silver lining, and I'm going to find a way to pull it and to get the fabric and to build something with it. We have to be able to see that we still have so much blessing around us. This has been a difficult year, okay? And 2020 was ridiculous. It was redonkulous. You know, we didn't know what the world was going to be like after 2020. That's how rough it was. And then to see that we survived, you know, calendar ticked over. We did our praying in the new year like we always do. You know, one thing about A Wonderful Approach that I'm so proud to say is that we never stopped. If anything, we pushed harder because we knew what was needed, prayer, positivity, continuously reaching out, continuous self-improvement. We knew at the beginning, you know, spirit, I'm thankful, you know, talk about blessings, and this isn't even a small blessing, but spirit tells us what we need to do, what we need to be cautious of. And I remember when we were coming into 2020. Spirit was like, look, there's something for you now. You got to buckle down. You got to get your prayers in. God, I remember that so clearly, like it was yesterday. We had an emergency conference call. I called the conference call at 10 o'clock at night. I never do that. And I think we actually spoke at 11:30. It was that pressing. That we had to call the call, we had to speak that night. Something big is on the horizon, and it's going to take everything you have to get over it. Spirit didn't lie. This COVID has been, we have lost people to this. And I don't want to take that lightly, you know what I'm saying? Now, we lose people to, you know, car accidents. We lose people to cancers. We lose people to, unfortunately, murder. We lose people. But this COVID has really put a strain on us as humans, right? And to me, has caused us to really question our humanity And so we had to go into our spirit side and be like, go extra hard in the spirit. And that's what we did. And I'm so glad that I'm so glad because look at our survival. Look at our continued growth. Look at our blessings and blessings and more blessings. So don't be afraid to put that work in. Don't be afraid to get that work, you know, to do what we have to do. All right, so we're talking about everyday blessings, right? And I want to share the situation that happened. I don't know. I think it was Monday. So y'all know how I am with homeless people. I have a soft spot for homeless people. I think everybody deserves a home, should be in a home, should be with family, should be with people that they love. I'm always curious as to what happened in life that got you to this point where your life is turned upside down to the point where you're out in the elements. And so it's always kind of like this soft spot for me. And so there's this man and his dog, and I've told this story about five times because it still kind of has me a little rattled. There's a man and dog outside, and he has a sign, and he looks very angry, you know, and he's like, you know, you could kind of see he was at his wit's end, you know, he was mad and just throwing his hands around, and I'm fast, and I ain't got no food. And so that did have a bottle of water. I keep bottle of water in my car, and so I had a bottle of water, and so and he's looking at me like, you know, you see me. And I'm like, I don't have anything though. But I said, hey, I got this bottle of water. And he came over to the car. He was like, thank you, thank you. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know if he was sincere. I don't know what these people do. I don't know. And so he opens the bottle and drinks it like he has not drunk anything in days. And I said, oh my. And he gobbles it down to about a third of the way down. And then he has like a little dish out there, and he gives the rest to the dog, puts in a dog dish. And then the dog comes up and laps it up like he ain't drinking forever. And I'm like, oh my. So, and he was like, just thank you, thank you. And he's talking to me, and the light turns green. And, you know, usually I pull off, okay, fine. And I just, thank you. And I'm like, okay, you're welcome. And I'm like, it's just a bottle of water, you know. Thank you. I appreciate you. He's still talking to me. So I didn't, like, zoom off. I just, okay, all right, okay. You know, I'm trying to, you know, not be rude, but I still got to go. And as I start to go, this car runs the red light. If I had, like, zoomed off like I usually do, and I don't drive fast or nothing, but the light turns green to go. And this car would have hit me on the driver's side, right where I was sitting. This car would have, little old lady, not, I don't know if she wasn't paying attention. I don't know if the sun was in her eye. I don't know what happened, but she would have hit me. And so this homeless man starts yelling and fussing at the car that's already gone. Grandma didn't see anything. And I'm sitting there with my mouth open, like, that woman almost hit me. And then after I look and see if it was safe, then I continue on my way. And I'm like, if I had not been talking to this homeless man, I would have gotten hit. So as I bend the corner, there's like a little McDonald's right there. So I stopped, and I'm like, shoo, I have to stop. I got to get something. I got to do something. This man, you know, I'm feeling like this man just saved my life. Me sitting here talking to him talking to me. So I grab, you know, just little cheap things, you know, couple cheeseburger, whatever, stuff I don't even eat. And I spin back around, and I hand him the bag. All this is in a two-block radius. It's not even a whole block, you know. And I spin back around and hand him the bag. He's like, oh, you saved my life. I was like, yeah, I think you saved mine. You know, and we're sitting here, and he's like, oh, you're such a blessing. I was like, yeah, I think you're the blessing. And I asked him his name, Kenny. prayers for Kenny, okay? And he was like, you know, I'm just having a bad life. It's been rough. COVID messed up everything. And I was like, well, you know, actually, I'm quite thankful that you were standing here today. Now, I don't want to be thankful that the man is homeless and yet he has to struggle and everything else like that. But that situation, I really do believe, had he not had my attention and me, you know, like, okay, not zooming off, I avoided a major accident. I don't know if y'all realize how much I travel. I am on the road constantly. I travel about 40 miles from work each day. I do so much traveling on the weekends. I get in that road, and I am blessed. Not just that the tire didn't blow. Not just that, you know, I wasn't carjacked, wasn't robbed, wasn't any of that, you know. But simple things, I have not been in a car accident, period, in life. I've been driving like this all my life. I love getting in the highway. And I thank God that I'm protected in the middle of it. So I had a major blessing, which was a reminder of how blessed I am on that highway. But, you know, it made me reflect and to really think about, man, God be looking out for you. Your guardian angels be looking out for you. Ancestors on deck, they be looking out for you. And it just helps me to have that strong gratitude. It helps me have the strong blessing. It helps me to remind other people, hey, you don't know when you're going to be a blessing for someone else. I cannot say that the Spirit of God wasn't using this man to delay me 2 seconds. I can't say that. I don't know, but it felt like it. It felt like it. This man, you know, it was so crazy because I live in this little country town. I don't even see homeless people. And when I told this story to my brother, she was like, I've never seen a homeless person in your little country town. And I was like, you know what? Neither have I. You know? So it was, the whole experience was weird. But I truly believe it was a blessing. And I am thankful for the blessing. You know, one thing about, and which is why I had to circle back. You know, I was tired, long day, kind of shaken up with this car, you know, kind of missing me and everything else like that. I don't care. I had to stop what I was doing and circle back. You know, when we are receiving blessings, and I say thank you. Be aware that something positive just happened for you. Even if it didn't happen the way you wanted it to happen, you can still be thankful in the middle of it, okay? So if you wanted and had planned on and had budgeted for $200 and you got $100, you can still be thankful for that. And you can be, oh, Mama said no, $100 isn't enough. It may not be enough. It may not. But you can still be thankful at it. You can still understand and appreciate that you didn't have to have anything. Okay? It happens. It happens. I have had situations, people, oh, I scammed this person, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not nice. And then turn around, oh, I lost $20. I'm like, is that the same $20 that you thought you were so smart and you got over on somebody? Is that the same $20?
Oh, okay.
Karma's real. Laws of attraction are real. This is why I always try to make sure I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing so that I can get what I am putting out, which is hopefully blessings, okay? I'm hoping that I'm inspiring others. I'm motivating others. I'm building people, and I hope each person, and I know each person, is their own little light source, right? And so they're going to shed their light, and then another person is going to see the light and say, okay, I can share that light too. And then it starts to build, and it starts to, you know, it starts to become light. It only takes one. It only takes a spark. And a spark can light up the room just by sharing it, sharing your blessing, sharing what you think is right, sharing what you know is right, you know? So I really want us to get in the habit of recognizing every blessing so that you can move forward and share the blessing. And what happens when we share blessings, we already know that, they get more blessings. You know, this is why I don't mind giving. You know, not to say I'm greedy. I'm not greedy, but I do like blessings. You know, people, I do it for the fame. I do it for the fortune. No, I do it for the blessings. I do. I have had, you know, and I'm going to share this, and any spiritualist can add to what I'm saying, any prophetess, anyone who knows the word, shares, ministers, I don't care who you are. But I have found that not only do people say, oh, my mistake, that's wonderful, thank you, but I've had people's ancestors bless me, not just my ancestors. This is why I can do the work that I do, because I have not just my own ancestors that watch and protect me. I have other people's ancestors that are so thankful that they turn and watch and protect for me. I have full relationships with other people's ancestors because they recognize that I'm trying to be a blessing. And then they'll say, hey, me and my mom, we go back and forth with this all the time. So-and-so's ancestors woke me up this morning. I'm like, yeah, it happened. It happened. And so we turn and we call the person, hey, your ancestors have this message for you, blah, blah, blah. And it, when I say it just makes people's days, and light, you can feel them lighting up on the phone just knowing that, you know, their ancestors were thinking of them and sent a message of positivity, encouragement for them and everything else like that. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing for all involved. And so this is the kind of things that I'm talking about. We have to work on, we have to be, we have to become. Don't hesitate to share with others, to build with others, because the more we build, the more we share, the more we get things done, the better it is for us. The better it is. Because blessings are a cycle. It's like watching that pebble drop into the pond and seeing that pond ripple. So that pebble is the initial blessing, okay? And then it just ripples and ripples. Imagine when you got two pebbles, when you got three pebbles. The ripples will start to go in so many different directions. It's amazing. It's amazing. So that's what we want to be. The pond is us. We are the pond. So when we drop those blessings in our pond, they ripple out. Everyone starts to feel the benefit of it. And that's what we have to do. Because when I say everyone, and I say all of us start to feel the benefit of it, it is not just us individual, our family, our children, our communities, everything starts to feel the benefit of us building us. So we can't hesitate to do that. Can't hesitate. All right. Blessings, shout out. I think we're in the last 30 minutes. If you want to just call in and share some things that you're thankful for this year, you want to just shout out, you know, some of the blessings, some of the positives that have happened for you this year. If you want to shout out just how you got here, this is the time to do it. I want you to press one. We're going to freestyle this last 30 minutes. I just want to talk about, you know, being thankful, seeing our everyday blessings. Who can do that? Who can feel that? Who can be that right now? So if you want to shout out how you got here, how you have survived the last 2 years, just press one. That lets us know you'd like to speak. I'd love to hear how I got here, how I'm going to continue getting here, what my secret is to positivity and good health. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. Now's the time. While I'm waiting on my ones to, all you have to do is press one. That lets me know here on the switchboard that you'd like to speak. So while my ones are getting ready, I wanted to share just kind of like my thankfuls, okay? I am thankful that my, okay. So I'm thankful, number one, for my health. I went into the doctor with one problem, came out with a different one. And it could be a big one, but I'm not giving that storm no extra power. So I'm very thankful that at almost 50, I would say I'm in good health, you know. Yes, I squint when I try to read, and, you know. I have to walk around every now and again to give my back a break from this horrible chair I have to sit in at work, but that's okay. I feel I'm in good health, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that my mother is in good health. I am thankful that my father is in good health. I am thankful to still have my mother and father on this side of understanding. I am thankful for having two healthy children. You know, I am thankful that they're both growing and maturing at positive rates. Not perfect, not perfect, but definitely beautiful in their efforts of existing, you know. I am thankful for a wonderful approach who helps me in all things spiritual and carnal sometimes. Sometimes I need some help. You know, helps me to be righteous and to be the best that I can be, even just to set the example to others the best that they can be. And so as we're all building this thing together, I am thankful for the opportunity to try to get it together. I am thankful for all of the divine entities that, I want to say love me, but even love is a strange word when it comes to them. I don't want to say tolerate me either. I want to say thank you to the divine entities that love and follow God's instruction, and I am the beneficiary of such. Okay? Sometimes I recognize I'm just benefiting because they have an obligation to God. I don't care. I love that fact that I have those type of beings with me. I love the fact that I can feel God's love in so many different directions. I can feel it from people. I can feel it from energy sources. I can feel it and know it just through the spiritual experiences that I've had. It is a wonderful, wonderful example for me of how to love. God gives me examples on how to do everything. And some of this stuff I can look up on YouTube and figure it out. You know, someone's already laid a blueprint for me. But when it came to love and how to be loving, that's definitely something that I have learned from God and Spirit. And I'm thankful because it's the high level love is what is needed at this point. We get so caught up in our individual selves that someone has to be able to look high level and be like, hey, this is still love. This is still working. This is still building, okay? I am thankful. I'm going to say this strange. I'm thankful to be living in the United States of America. And the United States has so many challenges. It does. You know, we got racial issues. We got poverty. We have crime. We have all kinds of stuff. But I still am glad to be here, okay? I'm glad because my ancestors have made a place for me to be here, one. Two, I've seen how other countries treat they women folks. Sometimes I'm not all good with that, so I'm glad to be here. Indoor plumbing, I mean, the whole nine. I, you know, and I hope to expand my travels so that I can have more references to go by. But I can tell you I'm actually glad to be here and how diverse the United States are. And I enjoy having this experience here, okay? I know, strange, but it's the truth. You know, I enjoy so many new relationships that I have. So many. I have the benefit of meeting new people and new spirits. And every new being that I meet, I document, I learn from. You know, that book will probably not ever get published, but I can still share the essence and the lessons I have learned along the way. And so that's the kind of things that I really want to help other people understand. There's so much more here. There's so much more that we're not even aware of. And to stay open-minded to it. So those are just some of the very things that I am thankful for. And I really want to leave the door open for someone else to come behind me and to share their list, too, of things that they're thankful for, because we should all have a list of things we're thankful for. We should all have a list of the many blessings, the everyday blessings that we can see. You know what I'm saying? Every time you wake up, you know, there's a new blessing for you to receive, even if the blessing was getting up, you know. I say there it's either a blessing or a lesson. That's what I always say. And sometimes the lessons get hard, but I swear I've been trying to look and find blessings even in the lesson. You know, some of these lessons that I've had to learn, I've learned through other people. And I'm thankful that I got to learn that lesson through someone and I didn't have to physically go through it my own self, you know. So, you know, we have to begin to have these understandings and start to acknowledge them. Just spend the time gathering yourself, right? Great. I want everyone to kind of stop what you're doing right now. But I want you to spend some time this weekend, like I'm going to be doing with my little one that's still in the house. Is I'm going to be, him and I will be writing down the things that we're thankful for. And it's so funny that we have to write things down. I've had a couple of great conversations with people who do journaling, and you have to journal. And the reason why, I remember speaking with this angel, and he was telling me about something that he had journaled about, and I was like, okay, whatever. And he was like, if I didn't see this in my handwriting, I would not have believed it. If you would have just told me this or just read this to me, I'd have been like, yeah. But the fact that I can read this in my handwriting means I know it was real. And, I mean, it was so shocking. I have journals like that. I have done drawings, and I can't draw. There's a lot of things I can do, and I'm so optimistic, and blah, 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 blah. No, I can't draw. I can't. But I have drawings I wrote my name on, and it came. I was holding the pencil as it was happening, but I can't draw, and I drew it, you know. There's a lot of – I have poems and stories that I know for a fact. My brain doesn't even operate in that way. I'm sitting here like, how did this happen? I'm reading the story like, wow, this is good. It came from me, you know, but it didn't come from me, you know. And so as journaling is important for those reasons, we have to have a starting point, you know, no matter how low you might think the starting point is, everyone has to have a starting point. And so that's what the journaling does. It helps us to see, okay, this is where I was. You know, even we have, you know, whenever we come to retreat, we always have to, you know, write our list of ancestors down. And so your first retreat, your list of ancestors might have been only 5 or 6 long, you know. And that's okay. You know, whatever you got, that's what you got. But go to a retreat or two, and then you start to notice the list gets longer, you know, and that's because we're paying more attention to this. We're learning, we're evolving, we're growing. And so, you know, we got to do our journaling. So tonight, between tonight and tomorrow, about this time, me and the little one are going to be writing down a nice, healthy list of the things that we're thankful for this year. We're going to be making a list of the things that we're optimistically looking forward to for next year. You know, we're planting seeds, you know. And one thing, if y'all know Talib is a master manifester, okay? He gets what he puts his energy on. To the point, he asked me like a week ago, he said, Mom, I need some of your special paper. I was like, my special paper? What paper are you talking about? The paper. And I was like, what paper? He's talking about my parchment paper. I said, oh, Lord. I said, son, what do you need the paper for? He said, it's time to make a list. I said, never mind. Hold on. Let me get you some paper. I don't even want to know. I don't want to know the list. Don't say it because then I'm responsible for doing something. Don't tell me. So, you know, tomorrow we will be making our list and putting it on our special paper and putting those intentions in the universe, starting with the thank yous and the gratitude. And I think I have Talib the last 5 years that he's done. And I think I have my last at least 5 years of letters of gratitude. And it's amazing to me what I was thinking about last year, what I was grateful for last year. And, I mean, some of these years, they get so basic. I was thankful for, you know, being able to pay my bills on time. And I was like, what? There's bigger things in life outside of bills. There's this, there's that. But at that moment, I was really thankful for that. It was such a challenge to do that. You know, I accomplished something by doing that. So I'm going to be writing my letter, and I'm going to be doing my thank yous. And then I'm going to be reaching out to who I'm obligated to reach out to. You know, I'm going to be reaching out to those few elders that I call and wish happy holidays, and I make sure that they are well. I ask them, of course, what they're cooking. I'm going to just, you know, I'm just going to do my part, you know, even though I love to celebrate that I'm about to turn 50, and I tell everybody, I'm about to turn 50. I'm still a little Khadija to quite a few people. So I'll be calling a couple of them to make sure, to let them know that I'm thinking about them during the holidays and to, you know, be respectful. And then I'm going to turn around and we'll be reaching out to some of my peers and hey, what are we doing? We're taking over the world. We're trying to build this. And then I'm going to be reaching out to, you know, just those that keep me in their minds, their thoughts, their energy. And I'll be trying to do the same. So everybody, please make a point. Outside of your biological family, reach out to at least 3 people. Reach out to at least 3 people and wish them happy holidays and ask them how their holiday. Now, look, I love the Texas. I do. But I'm asking you to make a phone call. That means you're going to have to stop what you're doing for a second. This is not as simple as copy, cut, and paste. You know, this is actually stopping what you're doing. I need you to listen to people. Listen with your ears. Listen to how they're doing. You know, because some of us are not okay. You know, we're talking about everyday blessings. And the fact that you can see blessings is a blessing, because some of us, our vision has become so clouded, so pain-focused that the pain has truly taken over. And that's all they're receiving is messages of pain. And so don't, you know, you can text people. That's wonderful. But try to make sure that you're calling people so that you can hear their voice and you can make an assessment if they're okay. Because sometimes they're not. And it's easy to send a text, a smiley face, and a heart, knowing that they're just dying on the inside, okay? So I'm asking you to take it a step further tomorrow and actually listen and hear some people's voices and let them know you're thinking about them. Extend yourself in a sincere fashion. Because don't forget, and I mean, you can't forget because I say it enough, but don't forget we are the spiritual leaders. Don't forget we are the ones that are setting habits, routines for people, okay? People are going to do what we do because they know that we have this special connection to the Most High. So sure that we're doing the things that we know we're supposed to be doing. So reach out to your people. Get that phone call. You know, if you have an extra plate of food and you know someone needs a plate of food, hello, not that difficult. And again, with the blessing, you be a blessing to someone, I promise you, you'll turn around and see the blessing will come back. Whether it comes back through that person is irrelevant. It will come back. It will come back. So all we have to do is be who we naturally are. You know, I had, and I love, I get to speak to a lot of people. You know, when I do the workshops, when I do the guided meditations, which I absolutely adore. But when we're doing all this positive work, we get, we get to come in contact with people. And I've met, you know, so many people. And I listen to the radio. I talk to so-and-so. We did this. And they're so excited. And I'm just like, they're getting it. It's spreading. It's building. It's growing. There's more and more people that are interested in developing their relationship with God. It doesn't get better than this, family. And it's because they saw a light in you. I have had people point blank tell me, whatever you did for her, do it for me. Because she's shining. She's golden. She looks like she's living her best life. I want some of that. Whatever you did over there, do it over here, please. That's what we're trying to do. And it's not about living a perfect life. It's about living the life that God has for you in the best way possible. Okay? So, as I leave everybody, don't forget, because I'm going to ask next week, because I want to know. I want to know how that those gratitude letters went, the thank you letters went. I want to know what you're looking forward to in 2022. I want to know when you reached out, what did you hear? I have reached out to elders before, and elders get lonely, y'all, on the real. And I have caught elders in a lonely moment. And just having someone care how they're feeling, how they're doing, eating what you're cooking, it means something to them. And that 3 minutes, it's a quick call. That 3 minutes that you spend talking to them could really be making their day. So let's do our part to share in the joy, share spreading some joy, and share checking on our people. You know what I'm saying? We have some real pillars of we have some real pillars, and we're losing pillars. Okay? Every time we lose someone, a pillar in our community, every time we lose an elder, another elder's got to jump up and grab and take that responsibility. There has to be a passing of the torch. Okay? So while we have them here, let's enjoy them. Let's put ourselves in a position to get some of this benefit. Let's let them know how much we love and care for them so that we can keep building from here, okay? All right. I have to move. I don't like it. I have to move into the prayer portion. I love the prayer portion, but these shows, I mean, this 90 minutes, I'm like, where did it go? But we're moving into the prayer portion. For those new callers on the line, every Wednesday, as we have our program, this is the classroom. This is when we're learning and teaching. We're active, all right? It's the classroom. At the end of class, when we all get together, we're having prayer. Why? Because prayer is one of the most important, most beneficial, most necessary aspect to a spiritual lifestyle. That's what we are doing. We're promoting positive spiritual lifestyles. Okay? We don't wake up and do this on Wednesdays only. We do this on a regular. We keep track of these shrines on a regular. We are learning and building our families in the most positive light on the regular. This is what we do. So just like this positivity has got to be a staple in your heart, in your mind, in the community, these prayers have got to be a staple. Everything you do needs to include a prayer. You know, keep your mind in a prayerful state. I'll be at work in the most ungodly places. There's some very unclean people, you know, I'm at work, I'm in the belly of the beast, and I'll get to going, get this prayer going, and then I'm like, oh, amen, that's it, I gotta stop, woo, amen. And the guys at the job, oh, it just tickles them. They're like, she did not just jump out and bust down in the prayer real quick. Okay, all right. Prayer is good no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what language you're saying your prayer in, whether this was your grandmama's prayer or a new esoteric type of whatever. What matters is the intention that you put into your prayer, the energy that you put going forward in your prayer. That's the prayer. That's what builds us. That's what makes us go, grow, be protected. Sister Melissa's like, look, I got some rips in my umbrella, but I still know I'm protected. I'm through with that. I got some rips. I got one of my little legs on the umbrella is bent. When she said that, she so brought that home. But guess what? Even though it's bent and half of it doesn't protect, the other half does, so I lean to the side that has the covering in my umbrella. I so understood that. It don't mean my umbrella don't work. It just means I got to lean to the side. That's all. That's what we're doing in this life. We're finding out ways that we can make this reality work for us. We're finding ways to stay in God's grace and favor, to continue our blessings. We're finding ways to be a family, even though we may be hundreds of miles away from each other. We're finding ways to continue to build, love, cherish, support each other. That's what we're doing. And so we begin and end everything in prayer, because we know that prayer is what sustains us, okay? So please don't let this be the only prayer you hear this week. Before you eat any food tomorrow, and I don't care if you eat peanut butter and jelly, okay? Before you eat, please make prayer. Please offer up words of thanks. I don't care how, you know, I told the guys at work, I said, look, we're in prison, but you can still be thankful in the middle of this. And they looked at me, yeah, thankful. And they said, yeah, because guess what? It's warm in here. They pay the heat bill. They will feed you here. And it may not be your grandmama's cooking, but it's still food. And then you can be thankful, because you can make a choice that this will be the last Thanksgiving that you spend in jail. Make that choice, make that promise to yourself. And they're like, man, you always can do it. You can always find something to be thankful for. Every day you tell us to be thankful, and you keep finding ways to make us thankful. I was like, yeah, until you learn how to do it for yourself. I can help you with that. Okay? So if I can get prisoners to be thankful, I'm pretty confident I can get angels to look at their life, look at what God has blessed them with, and to be thankful. I'm pretty sure I'm confident on it. Okay? So as we move forward, as we're ending the program, please don't let this be the last prayer that you hear for this week. Spend some time, you know, speaking to your higher power. Spend some time speaking to God as you know him. Spend some time building that relationship back up, even if you are starting it from grace. I don't care where you're starting your relationship with God at. You know, God knows about the valley of the shadow of death, okay? He's not scared. So no matter where you are in life and in your journey, God can meet you there. So pick a spot, say this is the beginning, and then you start building and working on your relationship from there. Okay? All right. So going into our prayer this evening, Father, Mother, God, I humbly come before you with a heart full of gratitude and thanks for all of the many, many blessings that you have put into my life. I am thankful for all of those reminders of the blessings that are in my life. I am thankful for the cold that helps me to realize I can feel it. I am thankful for the long days that helps me know that I can achieve it. I am thankful for my musical knees in the morning that have let me know that I'm now standing and I'm strong. I am thankful for simple technologies that let me reach out to my children and let me maintain a closeness with them. I am thankful for my mother's health as well as my own. I am thankful for two sisters that are strong in their love for their mother, that I know that all is going to be well, including them. I give thanks for every single wonderful approach angel, every single one, because every single one is here to teach me how to be a better Mama 7. And I only hope that God gives and instructs me so I can help them to be the best angels that they are to be. God, I want to thank you personally for the small miracle of not getting into that car accident earlier this week. That, I know, was you. God, I want to thank you for all of the safety of each house as we travel during this holiday season. May we leave and return in safe condition. May our houses be safe while we are out spending time with family. May we all be aware we still have a virus running around. Safety precautions, whatever you call safety precautions, take them. God, please allow us to move fearlessly, fearlessly into what you have, the work that you have deemed for us for 2022. God, I have seen the, bigness is the word, I don't know. But I have seen the large blessings and bounties that you have on so many of us. I see not only so many of us becoming entrepreneurs, but also employers. I see us being able to have a bounty of blessings that we turn and we can bless others. There's so much that is here for us, God, and we are ready. We're ready to shine your light. We're ready to do your work. We're ready to continue to build ourselves so that your work and your light can shine through us. We know we do all of these things for your pleasure. We do all of these things for your blessings. We do all of these things to show that spirituality, positivity, righteousness will always win. And not to say there's not a fight. It's a fight, God. You know we are fighting on a regular, everyday, hour-by-hour basis sometimes. You know. But I also know that we can win the fight. And that is what I hold on to, God. Knowing we can win this fight, we can share our light, we can share our love, we can be kinder, we can be more gentle, we can be more appreciative, we can share the blessings, we can teach the youth, we can do all of these things because God gives us the strength to do them. I want to thank everyone for spending their pre-Thanksgiving with us, Thanksgiving Eve. I want to thank everyone for making the sacrifice of whites, of fasting, of all that we do, shrine work, glasses, everything we do. I want to thank everyone for doing it and taking the time and making Wednesdays even more powerful each week. I ask these things in God's name.